So my understanding is our objective here is to get some feedback on the sort of approach to outreach on the disclosure initiative. Is that the objective?
Yeah.
And handing over to Michelle.
Okay, well, I'm just going to briefly run through the slides. This is agenda paper 8. So the objective, as Susa said, is to really let you know that the discussion paper on the principles of disclosure is very nearly published. And just to give you a brief reminder of the areas it's covering and how it fits in with the rest of our work, because it's a long time since we discussed it, and then primarily to see if you have any suggestions on our feedback on the discussion paper. Now moving on to slide 3, the Principles of Disclosure Project is one of several projects within the Board's Disclosure Initiative. The Disclosure Initiative is one of three key areas on the Board's ongoing work on better communication. So the Disclosure Initiative, together with the Primary Financial Statements Project, is looking at the content of the financial statements and organisation of that content. So the Primary Financial Statement Project is looking primarily at the structure of the statements, whereas the Disclosure Initiative is looking primarily at the notes. And the IFRS taxonomy is the third area. The project within the Disclosure Initiative is shown on slide 4. The Board launched its Disclosure Initiative in 2013 and has already completed two projects within that. The Board has four current projects in the Disclosure Initiative, one being the Principles of Disclosure Project, the other being the Materiality Practice Statement Project. There's also a small project looking at the definition of material. And then the other project is the Standard Level Review of Disclosures. The Standard Level Review of Disclosures is a research project that will be informed by the discussion paper. So we're not quite sure where we're going to go with that project. We'll see what feedback we get on the discussion paper. The conceptual framework project is listed as a related project as it is considering the concepts for general purpose financial reporting, including presentation and disclosure. So the discussion in the Principles of Disclosure discussion paper builds on some of the concepts in the conceptual framework project. On slide 5, this shows how the Disclosure Initiative projects fit together. The Disclosure Initiative is responding to three main concerns that we've heard about the disclosures in the financial statements, which we've termed the disclosure problem, and that's not enough relevant information, irrelevant information, and ineffective communication. Now, feedback suggests that the main reasons for the disclosure problem are behavioural in nature. However, we've also been told that a lack of guidance on the structure and content of the financial statements, particularly on the notes, is contributing to the disclosure problem, and that the Board could also influence the behavioural problems by developing clear disclosure guidance. Now, the projects on the left of the slide are those projects looking at providing guidance to help preparers make better judgment, and the projects on the projects on the left of the slide are to help preparers exercise better judgment, and on the right of the slide are to help the Board draft and improve disclosure requirements, where the Principles of Disclosure Project sits within the middle because it's looking at helping both sides, so helping preparers apply better judgment and also the Board to improve disclosure requirements. Slide 6 provides an overall summary of why we're doing the Principles of Disclosure Project and our expected output. Now, the main objective is to identify and understand disclosure issues and to develop new or clarify existing principles of disclosure and standards to help to address those issues. The discussion paper is looking at, or primarily seeking feedback on, ways of improving and developing the existing requirements in IS1. And our expected output of the project is the Board is likely to either look to make an amendment to IS1 or issue a new general disclosure standard, which would replace parts of IS1. The Board is also taking the opportunity in the discussion paper to seek feedback on a couple of other projects. The Standard Level Review of Disclosure Project, which I've already mentioned, and it's also got a couple of questions where we're looking for feedback to inform the Primary Financial Statement Project. On slide 7, there's just an outline of what the discussion paper is covering. The discussion paper is discussing the development of principles in the areas shown on the diagram with the aim of addressing the helping to address the disclosure problem. The first one is whether the board should develop principles of effective communication that entities should use when should apply when preparing the financial statement, and the board's preliminary views on what those principles should be. The discussion paper also looks at principles on where to disclose information. So here it discusses the roles of the primary financial statement and the roles of the note in meeting the objective of financial statements. It also covers or discusses when an entity could provide information necessary to comply with IFRS standards outside the financial statements, and on the other side of that, when it can include non-IFRS information within the financial statements. The discussion paper also looks at two areas that we've heard from users that are particularly important to address. One of those is the presentation of performance measures in the financial statements, and the other is guidance to help entities improve their accounting policy disclosures. And the other areas discussed in the discussion paper is one being the idea of developing a central set of disclosure objectives, and how the board could use that central set of objectives as a basis to develop more unified disclosure objectives and requirements in standards. It also describes an approach that was developed by the staff of the New Zealand Accounting Standards Board for drafting disclosure objectives and requirements in standards. Slide 8 says we're planning to publish in early April. This may now be late March that we're expecting to publish. The slide also lists some possible forms of outreach on the discussion paper. However, we're still in the early stages of planning this outreach, so that's what we're primarily looking for your views on today. Slide 9 gives a summary of other documents that are in the pipeline. We're currently expecting to issue the materiality practice statement and the definition of material ED at the same time in June. And as I mentioned, the work on the standard level review, the timing for that project will depend on the feedback we get from the discussion paper. So maybe if I move to the questions on slide 10, do you have any questions on the discussion paper or any suggestions or ideas on our outreach?
So we're focusing particularly on outreach as opposed to sort of content, right? Yeah. One thing that strikes me that we're going to have to be careful with is the communication and is going to be the interaction between what's in this document and what's in some of the other projects. So, for example, we've got a touching on sort of non-GAAP, for want of a better word, both in the POD and in primary financial statements. So we're going to have to be clear how we articulate that interaction. I'll go around this way this time. Novu?
Okay, thank you. We have two comments. Our first is that constituents in our jurisdictions are very interested in this project, and they are willing to provide input to your proposals. And we welcome ISB board members and staff to travel physically to our jurisdiction. And if that is possible, we would provide any kind of support that we can provide. Our second comment is about the users. Based on our experience, there are many types of users. Sell side, buy side, equity, credit. It's very difficult to just put them in one group. So in the planning, we would suggest that you consider those various types of users so that you get a wide variety of views from those users. But at the same time, preparers are those who will produce the information. So we are a little bit concerned that you're too focused on the users. And it is important to balance the views of users as well as the preparers so that you get a balanced view.
Thank you. Andrew.
We plan to be undertaking a series of outreach events in various parts of Europe in cooperation with national standard setters, and once again welcome representation from the ISB project team. I do feel certainly for several of those potential locations, the audience would be equally interested in the primary financial statements project. Timing might not entirely facilitate, but if we can find some way of designing events which at least touch on some of the highlights of the primary financial statements as well as disclosure initiative, then that would be, I think, most practical.
Thank you. Andreas.
Thanks. We will probably apply the same approach that we did to the conceptual framework. at is we are looking into providing, shall we say, an education session of about 2 to 3 hours to interested parties, where we will run through the entire document and probably also to the adjacent project, as Andreas mentioned. Then we send all the constituents away, and towards the end of the common period, we will have a real outreach event, physical meeting in Frankfurt, where we invite certainly the ISB, FRAG, and also the other German-speaking national standard setters, so we do this jointly and hopefully attract a good feedback.
Okay. Kimberly. Well, we won't be surprised to hear that we're obviously very interested in this project and certainly we'll be planning to do outreach with our constituents. Certainly would welcome your assistance with that, recognising that maybe physical presence might be a tad difficult. You know, if you're into skiing or something like that, you know, it'd be an ideal time to come down and see us, so or some other mechanism through video conference or something like that. I think in terms of other ways that you could think about supporting people, I mean, picking up on Andreas's comments about the different types of outreach that people might want to do, there's kind of an educational type of outreach and then there's more of a workshop type outreach where you're trying to get people to respond, and so maybe you could think about whether you could even supply different types of sort of packs that people could tailor based around, you know, education versus workshop type formats. I guess one question would, given in our part of the world we have smaller types of entities, whether you have got any particular interest in smaller preparers versus larger preparers and the types of things that they might be thinking about. That might be also, you know, whether you're actually interested in us potentially looking at that, trying to get feedback from smaller versus larger entities as well.
Cedric.
Thank you. We are also very supportive of that project, and we consider to organize in the form of outreach, which is probably the best way to let all the possibilities and issue being raised. So we support and we will organize an outreach on that topic, maybe also on a broader concept, including the primary financial statement, which is relatively closed, and better communication in a wider sense.
All right, thank you. Russ.
Given that in slide 5 you talk about how this is a broader project and you have the entity's judgment as well as improved disclosures, I would encourage you, if you all can, to while you're getting feedback in the discussion paper, to also get feedback about the materiality definition. Recognizing the practice statement will always be finalized, I'm presuming once you make changes to the definition, you will go back and make any conforming changes to the practice statement. I think the point of the obscuring information, which I believe you've added, I think that will be very interesting to see if that can be applied consistently across the world.
Thanks. Sung Su.
Thank you. One idea is that our regional group or the jurisdiction could cooperate with the ISB on effect analysis or any survey for this project. And the jurisdictions like Hong Kong, Malaysia, and Korea have their own plan to perform targeted outreach with their local stakeholders. So the outcome of their targeted outreach could be shared with the ISB. And the ISB could be on video conference at jurisdictions' outreach activities. Hong Kong said that they would be happy to set this up. The IFRS Foundation educational workshop is scheduled in Japan. It's scheduled in this August. So we suggest holding outreach for the discussion paper in Asian and Oceanian region together with this workshop.
Okay. Thank you.
Linda. So we'll do kind of our normal drill on this, where we use our advisory committees, but we also plan, subject to the board approving this plan, because we're going to talk about an official outreach plan,
in March. We'll give some awareness to this in our normal webcasts and things that we do. Our goal is to get broad input for the purpose not only of raising awareness, but also our own comment level in terms of seeing what our stakeholders have to say. So we'll be talking to users, but basically we'll also be talking to academics, auditors, regulators, and preparers as well. So we'll have fairly broad outreach on that. Now, my understanding is the staff has already talked to you with regard to our user advisory committee, so you're going to pipe into that, which is great, because so you'll have about 25 analysts there. Looks like we're also trying to get our academics together who have interest in this paper in May or June, and so we'll let you know that date as soon as we can, because then perhaps you could video conference into that as well.
Okay, good. I'm sure we'll be coordinating with materials and traveling or getting on video links.
Yes, that sounds very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So now,